What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named JR.
Hi, I'm JR. I'm 9 years old, and I like water-type Pokemon and playing with my 4 younger siblings. And my what if question is, what if Snurtle and the Snokemon trainer went on a Snokemon journey? Thanks for making this great podcast. Bye!
Oh, we have not had a Snokemon story in quite some time. And never a Snurtle-focused tale. Now, we've also got a review question from Elsa, who wrote, what if it got so cold that everyone and everything grew a thick layer of fur? Thank you for your kind review and your question. Then we've got one last question from Lenny K.
Hi, my name is Lenny K. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. I really like soccer. And my what if question is, what if ancient Greek monsters appeared in What If World and caused havoc? Bye!
Lenny, you probably know that I love monsters. And some of the first I ever learned about were the Greek monsters. Now let's find out, what if it got so cold that everything grew fur? What if ancient Greek monsters appeared and wreaked havoc? And what if Snurtle and a Snokemon trainer went on a Snokemon journey? It was supposed to be spring in What If World, but the month of April was always one of the trickier ones. I never quite knew what weather to share, and it liked to play a good April Fool's gag or two. Oh, I am so bored, said Pixie Cato. She was the daughter of Fair Elise and Sprite All Right, and with all this unseasonable snow, she'd been cooped inside with Snurtle, her snow turtle, for days. All right, I hear you, said Sprite All Right, flying over with a stack of books. You're bound to find something here that keeps you entertained, so good luck. Mom, I know you want to be out there with President Fair Elise, your mother, and Gothunkle, trying to reverse all the magic that sunk What If World into this strange and probable snowstorm. Yes, exactly, and I'll have Snurtle to help keep me safe, said Pixie Cato. Alright, I know you've got magic, and Snurtle could protect you from the cold, but you two both have a lot to learn about your powers before you head out and— Wait, are you saying that I can go outside? Well, sure, you can, but you missed a lot of school because of the time vortex and— Okay, Mom, thanks, bye. And Pixie Cato threw on her puffer jacket and her fluffy boots and zoomed out into the snowy weather with Snurtle by her side. Now, some of you may know that Pixie Cato lived inside a thimble on top of a cloud, so going out to play always involved a bit of flying. Which wasn't exactly Snurtle's favorite thing, but she gathered lots and lots of snow around her as they fell through the sky. And by the time they reached the ground, Snurtle was a giant snowball that bounced and bounded and rolled down a snowy hill. Oh, sorry, Snurtle. I'll help, I'll be right there. Snurtle had rolled to a stop at the base of a giant furry wall. Lamented the little snow turtle, as her puffy, fluffy snowball bubble of protection finally cracked and fell away. This wall is rather furry, wouldn't you say? Pixie Cato put her hand against the warm fur that covered this otherwise rocky wall. Curious. But when she pulled her hand away, she found a pink and purple swirl of fur growing on her fingers and up to her wrist and climbing up her body. I really should have used my wand to investigate that.
Down, down. Woojack!
Get us out of here!
Their screams had come from the other side of the wall, so Pixycatto picked up Snurtle and flew up to the top of the wall to investigate.
Oh, it's a big, furry maze. Strange.
A deep roar sounded from the center of the maze.
Then it'd be the Minotaur.
You don't want to get on his bad side.
I didn't know he had a good side.
Take a deep breath, you two, said Pixycatto, flying down with her turtle. Its roar sounded very far away, at least.
Easy for you to be brave.
You've got wings.
I don't suppose you could fly us out of here.
Well, I've only ever teleported a small dog and cat. But you two are full-grown fur people.
We're humans.
We just got furry because of the cold.
Then, of course, our whole town got stuck in a maze full of monsters.
Pretty typical day in What If World.
Well, my mother and Kathunkle are working to fix all the snow magic and the monster magic across the entire planet, but maybe I can help with this maze?
If you've got magic, be my guest.
Hey, I think our fur is long enough to braid now.
Then this day's not a complete loss.
And the two increasingly furry people sat down in the snow and started giving each other braids.
Well, never you fear. I will clear this maze of all these monsters somehow.
And Pixycatto flew deeper into the furry labyrinth, with Snurtle not far behind. The snow turtle was too heavy for her to fly with for long, and when she flew up to try to spy her way through the maze, she found herself up in a white squall of blinding snow.
Oh, looks like we're going to have to solve this maze the old-fashioned way, Snurtle. Are you quite ready?
Snur.
And is there anything you could do about the snow?
Dull.
Oh.
They walked for what felt like hours in these windy conditions. Fortunately, Pixycatto's new fluffy coat of pink and purple fur kept her quite warm. They passed by a few other townsfolk, complaining of Greek monsters, but the monsters themselves were nowhere to be found.
Well, maybe if we practice with your Snurtle powers, you could sort of squirt away some of this snow and we'd be better able to see where we were going.
And Pixycatto found herself falling down a snowdrift into a deep hole.
Snurtle!
I'm all right, but I wouldn't mind some company.
Snurtle!
The snow turtle rolled into a little snowball and rolled down to meet her in what looked to be some kind of excavation site.
Perhaps someone was trying to dig their way out of the maze?
Not so. The maze was dropped on top of my archaeological dig site.
Well, never you fear. We will free you all from the Minotaur.
Sounds like you are lacking confidence.
Snurtle.
Pixycatto couldn't see who was talking to them, and she was beginning to feel a little nervous. She pulled out her wand and willed it to glow brightly. That's when she saw a slithering 12-foot snake tail moving behind what appeared to be a stone statue. Or was it?
Are you a basilisk or a gorgon or a Medusa? You know, there's actually a lot of creatures that turn people to stone.
I am not a Medusa. I am the Medusa.
And Medusa slithered out to stand in front of Pixycatto.
Snurtle.
No, don't look at her, Snurtle. Her gaze will turn you to stone.
Not so, for I have practiced and saw I was capable of so much more.
I don't believe you.
You are safe, I assure you. Simply see for yourself.
Pixycatto kept her eyes down, but saw the snake tail slither over to the statue. Although now that she was looking closer, it appeared to be more of a fossil.
Haven't you ever wondered how there are dinosaurs in What If World?
And with that, Medusa's tail rattled, and her snake hair hissed, and the fossil turned to a flesh, blood, and scale velociraptor that quickly started growing fur.
You're trying to convince me I'm safe,
by conjuring a meat-eating dinosaur? Sorry, that's on me.
And with another rattle and hiss, the velociraptor was stone again.
Snurdle!
Yes, that's even worse. It is simply in stone stasis until I can transport it to the dinosaur enclosure.
So you're like a Medusa reversed paleontologist?
No, I am the Medusa paleontologist.
Snurdle!
Yes, how did you learn to do that? I simply learned the rules of my powers. And then I found out how to break them.
And so you're not going to hurt anyone in the maze?
I just want to be left to my work.
And do you have any idea how I might defeat the Minotaur?
Sorry, he's a stubborn one. But the siren may help. Just listen for her song.
Of course. What better way to protect myself from a dangerous monster but by employing the aid of another dangerous monster?
I wish you luck.
And the Medusa picked up a tiny brush and slithered deeper into her dig site. Pixycattle rolled Snurdle back up the hill as a snowball, and they started traveling back through the maze.
Some help you were, Snurdle. Couldn't you have frozen her or something?
Snurdle?
Yes, I suppose it wasn't necessary, but it was still scary.
Before long, they were lost again. They traveled by a few more scared and furry villagers, but saw no sign of the siren until...
It sounds soothing to me, too, but it's gotta be a trap, right?
And the exhausted Pixycato decided to conserve her energy by sitting down on the small snow turtle's shell as it walked toward the sound of the music.
Oh, hi, you've come so far now.
The song led them to a clearing in the snow, a warm, covered nook in the maze, with a stone ceiling and a roaring fire, and a person with feathered bird legs and a furry upper body.
I am the siren. You have sought me.
I thought sirens made you sail your ship into rocks.
Snurdle!
There have been unlucky sailors and bad weather since long before I was born. But people do like to blame their mistakes and misfortune on others, haven't you found?
The siren padded a comfortable couch, inviting Pixycato and Snurdle to sit, and pouring them each a cup of tea.
So are you saying that your song isn't magical at all?
It certainly drew us here. I have practiced singing all my life, and I use my music to help others face their feelings in order to heal and grow.
Tol snur snur tol?
Well said, a magical musical therapy spa.
A gust of wind blew the siren's door open, and the cold spread through this cozy little room, making fur grow on their teacups, and the tea itself, and even the fire was furry now.
Oh, it's getting worse. My mother can always undo bad magic. She makes it look so easy, but whenever I try, I just seem to make fur grow on things.
Snurdle?
Yes. I tried to fix the cold and it just made everything furry. I'll never be any good at magic.
It's okay to be sad. It's okay to doubt. It's okay to fear.
Will you quit singing about your feelings?
A deep voice rumbled from outside the siren's door as the Minotaur pushed his way in.
I've told you I'm trying to focus on creating an immersive experience here.
The Minotaur was a big bull of a man, quite literally. Standing over 8 feet tall, his curled horns brought him up to 10 feet. The only thing that made him slightly less intimidating was the extra shaggy coat of silky orange fur that covered him from neck to hoof.
Minotaur, sir?
That's what they called me, Dad. You can just call me Junior.
Junior, is this immersive experience? People getting hunted in your maze? Because if anything, it's too successful.
Oh, sure. Everyone's terrified, but it's all wrong. I studied mazes and puzzles and riddles my whole life and filled my home with the best escape rooms in all of What If World. But then some magic moves my maze and people are just running around screaming and singing rather than enjoying all my puzzles.
Squirtle?
You've all learned to use your passions and your gifts in such interesting ways.
Well, we are ancient monsters.
We've had time to try and fail, and try new things.
Snurt, snurtle, snurt, snurt.
You're right. There are discoveries I haven't even made about my powers. I guess I do still need a little more practice.
Well, in the meantime, my life's work is getting covered in fur.
And if I'm being honest, having a maze teleported on top of my therapy practice isn't exactly good for business.
Wait, if it was teleported here, I might actually be able to help.
Bixie Cato took out her wand and flew back out into the furry, snowy storm to touch one of the walls of the maze.
One of the first things I learned how to do was un-teleport. Using my mother's dispelling magic and my mom's teleporting magic, I was always able to get myself home if a spell sent me somewhere unsafe.
Snur, snurtle, snurt! Snurt, turt, turt! Nurtle, nurtle, snurtle, snurt! Snurt, nurtle, snurtle, snurt, turt, turt!
Wow, Snurtle. What a simple way to use your magic to undo the bitter cold and break the curse causing everyone and everything to grow fur!
Bixie Cato warmed up her wand, and Snurtle snurted up his snurtiest snow turtle snurtle snurt.
Well, if this works, I should really give you my business card. You could intern in my escape room labyrinth anytime.
Thanks for the job opportunity, but I'm a little busy saving the world.
I didn't say I was gonna pay you.
And with that, the labyrinth disappeared, and the bitter cold went away with it.
You know, I think I'm really going to miss my pink and purple fur. Oh, thank goodness it finally fell off. I was not looking forward to bath time.
The end. JR, Lenny K, and Elsa, thank you all for your questions, and thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that practice and studying can lead us to new discoveries and unexpected solutions. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
February is Black History Month. I'm Adam. Join me today at 5 p.m. for ICANN's audio book tour featuring Tracy N. Todd's book, Nina, A Story of Nina Simone.